It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. The Republican National Convention continues this week in Cleveland. And next week, it's the Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. If you're going to either of those cities, or if you're lucky enough to get to go to both of them, there'll be lots to keep you busy at the conventions, but there are also plenty of things to do away from the conventions. And here to tell us about what those things are is our travel correspondent, long time no see, but she's in studio with us now, Elaine LaBalm. Elaine, welcome back. Good to see you. How are you?
Hey, I'm great and good to see you.
So you have put together the list of things to do with both the Republican and Democratic conventions so close to Pittsburgh. It's easy for people from here to get to each city and get a feel for the goings on. So let's start with Cleveland, which hosts the Republican convention. It's already gotten underway, and for folks that might still be heading there or who are there now listening to us, give us the lay of the land.
Okay, and it's great that this time around for this cycle, these are two of my absolute favorite cities, and you're right, Pittsburghers are very lucky, very close at hand to us. It's a two-hour drive to Cleveland, heading west, heading east to Philadelphia, five-hour drive, so very easy to get to both cities. But then when you land in Cleveland, the convention is at the Quicken Loans Arena. What you need to know, however, is that there's this 25-block area, what they're calling the hard zone, that's not going to be open to the public unless you are credentialed, a delegate, media, you know, lobbyist, someone who has permissions to get in that area. Now, that also includes the area around Progressive Field, the ballpark, a lot of downtown. So what you need to be aware of is that there's going to be other neighborhoods that you're going to be looking to pick up that energy to either vouch for your candidate or to protest against them. My sense is that your best bets are going to be looking up on social media outlets, say like the Plain Dealers Twitter feed, for example, or the Republican National Convention or Committee's feed to see what activities are happening around town that the public can go to. For example, there are watch parties. There's going to be a watch party for the presidential nomination, the vice presidential nomination. A lot of people are going to go to C-SPAN's campaign 2016 bus. It's going to be parked at the Wade Oval in the University Circle neighborhood. So I'm sure that stuff will be happening around the Rock Hall. There will probably be media buses there where you can catch on that energy and probably see some live feeds, some screens. So just plug into social media. See what the areas are that you can get to. You'll probably hear about protests as well or rallies. So that's how you're going to get the best information for where to be. But you just can't be right at the heart of the action.
Cleveland's got so much going on. I mean, people are going to have to budget their time, aren't they, to get to things. So if you were to prioritize, what would be the list of the must-see things to do?
Good question. And actually, there's a couple of things that tie in very well to this particular 2016 election cycle. The Rock Hall has an exhibit, which I've been fortunate enough to see, called Louder Than Words, Rock, Power, and Politics, which is going on throughout the summer. And it really is a tremendous sort of reflection, retrospective on how campaigns and politicians use the power of music to get their message across, whether campaign music, concerts for causes, you know, Live Aid, Farm Aid, Sandy, anthems to support women's rights, gay rights, all kinds of causes. And it's an exhaustive exhibit that really prompts you to think and reflect on this political cycle. Another one that should not be missed, and as luck has it, it was extended, but it ends July 24th, just as the convention ends. And that's at the Maltz Museum of Jewish History that's in the Beechwood neighborhood just east of the city. It's called Operation Finale, the Capture and Trial of Adolf Eichmann. And you're thinking to yourself, wait a minute, that's such a somber topic. Do I really want to see this? It is a riveting exhibit on how this individual was captured many years after World War II and ultimately brought to trial. And I have to say, in this era of Brexit, isolationism, populism, talk about a cautionary tale and an exhibit that everyone should see. So if you get to Cleveland, get out to the Maltz Museum, which is a great facility anyway. Take in both of those. That's the kind of thinking that we should be doing as we head into the 2016 election.
Hotel rooms will surely be at a premium for the convention. So talk to us about options in Cleveland for good sleeps for those staying over and good eats for everyone heading into town.
Okay, well, there you go. Good sleeps have to be followed by good eats. But you're right. And it's pretty much 95-35, as I call it, for both cities. 95% of hotel rooms are booked within a 35-mile area of the city center. So what does that mean? You got a couple options. You could drive into Cleveland for the day and come home. Another option that I think might serve you better is check out Airbnb. You can probably get something within 10, 20 miles of the city center and then just drive into town. Also, check in with Howard Hanna Realtors, which is based in Ohio, if memory serves, and they have blocks of rentals as well for the convention. And then also keeping in mind that hard zone that you can't immediately get into in downtown. There are two neighborhoods that I would send folks to for good eat and drink. And one is the Ohio City neighborhood just across the river from downtown. Check out Nano Brew or Market Garden, a great outdoor beer garden, both by the brewmaster Sam McNulty. Both excellent options. Also, the neighborhood that's up and coming right now is the East Bank of the Flats, also snug against the river. Alley Cat Oyster Bar, Crop Rocks, an awesome place called Punch Bowl Social, massive bowling alley slash bar slash restaurant. So you've got some good options in two key neighborhoods outside of that hard zone. You will find a place to sleep, Airbnb, Howard Hanna. You know what? If you had to stay 30, 40 miles outside of downtown, so it takes you an hour to drive in, it's all right. You get to be part of the action.
Should we pivot to Philadelphia?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. We're talking, by the way, with Elaine LaBaume, our travel correspondent, about where you need to go if you are heading to one or both of the political conventions. And next week, it's Philadelphia, the Democratic National Convention taking place. And that begins on the 25th, next Monday. What are the basics?
Okay, there, the convention, this is a little bit of an easier situation to navigate. It's at the Wells Fargo Center out on Broad Street. So it is away from the downtown area, Center City, as it's called in Philadelphia. So the whole Center City area should be fairly accessible to visitors. I'm going to say forget the Pokemon Go game and go with Donkeys Around Town. What they've done for the Dem convention, this is just a hoot, 57 life-size fiberglass donkeys painted by Philadelphia artists and placed at unique locations around town.
The donkey, of course, being the symbol of the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. So just look this one up online, Donkeys Around Town. You can pull up a map, figure out where to go. This is akin to, I think this was started in Seattle decades ago with the painted pigs in Seattle. Now a lot of different cities paint a particular animal at a particular time. But a great thing about this is you'll get to explore a lot of different neighborhoods very easily. The watch parties, again, going on in Philly. There will be big screens all around town. Go to phldnc.com for a listing of big screens where you can watch the nominations happening live. There's actually a citywide happy hour on Wednesday, July 27th from 5 to 7 in the Old City neighborhood of Philadelphia. Lots of great food trucks, happy hours and whatnot. That's part of the Philly Feast thing as well with the food trucks in Old City. So lots of neat things that they're doing also to keep folks engaged, to say nothing of the fact that you get to visit that entire sort of Independence Mall area. The National Constitution Center has a White House exhibit going on. The National Liberty Museum, an exhibit on first families. So many things that tie into the key institutions in our country around the presidency and how we are governed, how we govern ourselves.
Philadelphia is a bit farther from Pittsburgh than Cleveland, so it's likely anyone heading there during the convention will be staying over. Is the hotel landscape similar to that of Cleveland for this busiest of weeks?
You know, it is. Again, the 95-35 applies there. I understand that hotel rooms are booked all the way out to Valley Forge, so 30, 40 miles from the city center. I am going to say look up the Airbnb. If you stay even an hour outside of the city, they've got tremendous transit. The SEPTA system can get you in on train very quickly. Another possibility you may want to consider is staying in D.C. So get that taste of our government in action in D.C. and then take in the train to Philadelphia. It's an hour train ride.
Yeah.
So you get that dual political experience, and you can bet that there's going to be a certain flavor in Washington as the convention happens in Philadelphia.
Well, I think you've given us just about everything that we need to know. Are you heading to either of these places?
You know, I have a lot of friends in Philly. It's one of my favorite cities. So I may, and I've got some time on my hands right now, so I may pop into Philly for that one, for that convention. And again, they've done such a great job with their beer gardens this summer. I can't wait to go to one called Spruce Street Harbor Park right on the Delaware River. It's this amazing park with floating gardens and hammocks and, you know, great food and great beer. So I would probably be there enjoying the beer and some of the watch parties and hanging with my friends.
Elaine LaBaume is our travel correspondent. Elaine, thanks for giving us the lowdown on Cleveland and Philly and you know, make sure that you participate in the political process. And if not, party hard.
Both sound like a good deal.
This is the last week of the daily edition of Essential Pittsburgh. We're taking time over the next 5 weeks to reboot. Essential Pittsburgh will return at the end of the summer in a new format with interviews, in-depth reports, and features heard throughout the day. Although the format is changing, you can still count on us to live up to the name, Essential Pittsburgh. Listen for more details in a few weeks. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.